Yes! Yeah. get it. I can tell you how to come get it. I can put you in contact with money. I can put you in contact with faith. I can put you in contact with belief. I can put you in contact with luck, happiness, and courage. Call right now for your appointment. Call me.
Come on and let's have
a family prayer.
Why don't you
come on,
everybody?
Come on
and let's have
a family prayer.
Why don't you
come on
if you want to?
Come on
and let's have
a family prayer.
Steady with those singles. Steady.
The West Coast tornadoes whipping around in here. An F5 West Coast tornado. Family prayers. Don't forget your family prayer. Is it time for a family prayer on their Tornadoes record label? Their very own record label. Courtesy 45 RPM Media. So was the record immediately preceding the West Coast tornadoes, the Great Straight Street Holiness Church down there in Georgia, a group, Milton Phelps singing lead there. Angels Keep Watching Over Me, 245 RPM Records, like we play most of the weeks here on the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast on WFMU. This evening, of course, sticking with the 45 RPM media and keeping the faith with the Singles Going Steady week and the last full week, official week, of WFMU's silent fundraiser. You know what you have to do, brothers and sisters. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, no matter what you do. Stay tuned, because if you do, you'll be able to hear the Victory Five singing about Blind Barnabas right here on the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU.
Well, old Blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way. Grand Lord God of Mary,
and where's your need? Hello, Blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way. Grand Lord God of Mary,
well, in my God's Bible, fabled in the book of James. Christ was a healing of the crippled and lame, giving the poor and needed bread, healing the sick and raising the dead. Then he tell him when he came through Galilee, passed by man that could not see. The man was a blind and crippled from birth. Tell him that his name was Blind Barnabas. Well, oh, Blind Barnabas,
still on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, still on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, still on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, still on the way. Grand Lord God,
well, in old Blind Barnabas,
still on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, still on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, still on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, still on the way. Grand Lord God, my hand was
gone. Well, when the Barnabas heard that the Lord was nigh, he fell on his knees, forgetting to cry. Oh, blind man from Galilee, red God Almighty, have mercy on me.
Right, oh, Lord.
There is baby,
oh, Lord.
Son of David,
oh, Lord.
The little lamb,
oh, Lord.
Prince of peace,
right, oh, Lord.
There is baby,
mm-hmm.
Son of David,
oh, Lord.
Prince of peace,
right, oh, Lord.
Son of man, then the mind got stopped. Looked around and saw the blind Barnabas on the ground. He touched his eyes with the palm of his hand. Then the Barnabas saw like a natural man. Well, oh, blind Barnabas,
stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, stood on the way. Grand Lord God,
well, then, oh, blind Barnabas,
stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas, stood on the way. Grand Lord God, my hand was lonely.
Lord, 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 Lord. the man.
Where is the power?
Do you need power?
Is a question that's been asked from time to time.
Do you need power?
And I will answer that question.
Do you need power?
Well, let me tell you a little story.
It's in the heart of man.
It's about an old Indian god who will decide to hide the power of the universe so man couldn't find it to destroy it himself. Once they decide to hide God's power on the top of the highest mountain, but they knew that man would climb to the top of the mountain. Once they decide to hide God's power in the bottom of the sea, but they knew that man would plunge to the depth of the sea. Once they decide to hide God's power in the middle of the earth, but they knew that soon all the man would boil away to the middle of the earth. Here we have here the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Do you need power?
And one of the wisest heads said,
do you need power?
We should hide God's power in a place where man would never think to look.
Do you need power?
They decide to hide God's power there in the heart of man.
Do you need power?
In the heart of man, there's a place where all God's power store. I don't care whether you're a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl.
Do you need
you should check from whence cometh your source of power.
Do you need power?
God made man in his own image.
Do you need power?
God made man in his own likeness.
Do you need power?
God give man the dominion over the whole world.
It's in the heart of man.
Man is the greatest thing on earth. It may sound strange right here, but my Bible told me that a man don't have a mind.
Do you need power?
My Bible told me the mind of a man is the
man.
David said, I look to the hill from whence cometh my help.
Do you need power?
You see, this whole world is not my home. I'm just traveling through this old borrowed land.
It's in the heart of man.
And I stopped by long enough to tell you that power is there in the heart of man.
Power.
Well, you need God's power. The reason why so many people commit suicide is because they don't know where to find God's power. You need God's power. You need God power to walk right.
Do you need,
God power to talk right. Oh, when you are all burdened down, you need God power.
Do you need power?
When we come down to face human problems,
it's in the heart.
We need God power just in order to survive.
Do you need power?
You see, I got God power tangled in my head. I got God power is tangled in my heart.
Do you need power?
I got God power is tangled in my arm.
Do you need power?
I got God power is tangled in my feet. I want you to know that when we travel down these dusty highways, when we go down these byways, we need God power just in order to survive, children. I don't care where you go, you have to take God power along with you. I want you to tell your children. I want you to tell your children to tell their children that in order for us to survive, that we need God power. We need God power. We need God power.
I Clip that motherfucker.
Stepter 4.
Yes,
the Stepter 4. He said he would be my friend. He said he would be my friend. We are your friends at the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Of course. On the Divine record label. WFMU's your friend, too. You know that? Rounding out there, our first set of gospel music here on the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Every Thursday evening, 8 o'clock local time here on WFMU. So much so that the Victory 5 Gospel Singers stopped by, courtesy of the 45 RPM Media, Blind Barnabas, what they were singing about starting that set a little while ago. We heard from the Bevan Specials, a great one there. We play that from time to time here on Sinner's Crossroads. Everybody ought to pray sometime, and a stomping heel stomper, I'll say, with that. We heard from the Mighty Blithful Airs, maybe somewhere around Memphis, I don't know. He knows. That's what they were singing about on the Sound of Memphis record label. We heard from Brother and Sister W.B. Great, Power is in the Heart of Man. Hey, thank you, Brother Al, for turning me onto that record years ago on the Port City record label. We heard Parts 1 and 2. We can do that, Parts 1 and 2 of a 45 RPM record here on Sinner's Crossroads. As Brother Rex says, Fool's Paradise, Saturday afternoon, flip that baby over. Saints of Glory followed with Perfect Stranger on their own label. Came out in 1958. It might have been a 78. We slipped a 78 in there on you, maybe. Saints of Glory. We heard from the Southern Travelers and Somewhere to Lay My Head on the MGM record label. Southern Travelers, that was a good one. And the Stepter 4 from Memphis, probably around there, maybe East West Memphis, Arkansas. He said he would be my friend. Are you our friend here at WFMU? You, the listener, right now? We're on the tail end of our Silent October fundraiser. We need to hear from you and you. And we can thank some people that have already pledged. Jeremy G. from Jersey City. Right, Jersey City. Thank you, Jeremy. Israel T. from Missoula, Montana. Thank you, good sir. Troy from Jefferson, New York. And Meredith from Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you, Meredith. Melissa Jean, Jamaica Plains, Mass., and all the way out in Oakland, California. The West Coast moolah is as good as the East Coast. Stephanie R., thank you. People that have pledged to WFMU and Sinner's Crossroads. Join the happy tribe that has pledged to Sinner's Crossroads and WFMU. More so now than ever. Go to WFMU.org and there's a pledge icon. Click on it. You will be rewarded. You will be blessed many times over with your gift of love for WFMU. And we are celebrating the Singles Going Steady Week, doing our part, hopefully keeping up our end of the bargain. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Meet with your family. Have a family prayer. WFMU's Silent Fundraiser. You can do it. It's easy. You'll be glad you did. You want to talk about it or anything else, we can be reached by email at center@wfmu.org. center@wfmu.org. And while you're there, you can pledge. You can also check out the comments from the Gospel Knuckleheads. They'll welcome you in. Have a seat right here is what they'll say. center@wfmu.org. My name is Kevin Nutt, by the way, your host, as we burrow our way, worm our way through the Gospel 45s here this evening. And the Sunset Jubilee Singers, not knowing, but somehow knowing and consenting to be on the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. What we need is that old-time religion. You know what I'm saying? WFMU, what we need is that old-time religion. That's what they'll be singing about. Start our next set. Gospel music here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
What we need is Jesus.
Jesus, I'll never forget
what you done
what you done for me.
Oh Jesus,
Jesus,
I'll never forget how you set me
free. How you set me free.
Oh Jesus,
Jesus,
I'll never forget
how you brought
me out.
Should happen. you living all alone. One thing I want you to know, that I tried my best to make y'all be successful in your life. I'm talking about a good mother. A good mother. A good mother. I wish I had time to do just what I want to do. Great God Almighty, I think about Mother's Day a few days ago. And we was in the small church when I told the one to raise the hand that had a mother. Seemed like to me, everybody, keep mine down. You know what? And I said one more thing. I like to see the hand have a mother I'm grown on. I look all around me. Told me a long time ago. And you know what she said, Chuck? She said,
every Christian mother, oh yes, I know she's sure will pray for her child.
I want to tell you,
oh Lord, every Christian mother.
Ha ha ha!
What would I do? The LA Shouting Stars. Yes, sir. What would I do? What would you do? Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, I know what you should do. Brothers and sisters, the Sunset Jubilee Singers. Starting us off there, what we need is that old time religion a little while ago there, the bottom of the hour, as they say, on the HOB record label. All of these songs you've heard tonight, courtesy of the 45 RPM Media. Little record with the big hole. We play a lot of 45s every week on Sinner's Crossroads anyway, but Bay State Singers, I'll never forget. Oh yeah, the always rocking Bay State Singers. The Sound of Memphis record label, I'll never forget. Don't you forget WFMU, Bay State Singers. We heard from the Piney Grove Spiritual Singers, hanging in there with us, thank you. Every Christian Mother, parts 1 and 2. Once again, amazing trick. Not everyone can do it. Hardly anyone can do it. You can only hear it on WFMU, playing both sides of the record. Unbelievable. Piney Grove, Spiritual Singers, Every Christian Mother. We heard from the Gospel Travelers, I Don't Know Why, on the Finch record label, about 1963 on that one, probably so. The Kings of Joy. The Kings of Joy. That's what everybody is here at FMU, Sinner's Crossroads. We're the Kings of Joy. He's coming back on the Derek record label. And we ended the set there with the L.A. Shouting Stars. They was shouting. Yes, I hope you shouting. We'll be shouting. We hit that silent fundraiser goal. Help us out. WFMU. And we've come to the end of the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel broadcast for this date and this time of year, in this epoch, in this side of the universe, all 22 known universes. The Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thank you for tuning in, folks. Keep the faith. Keep the faith in WFMU. Stay tuned to WFMU. Just keep it there. We know you do. We know you will. And we'll see you next week.
Get back, John!
Get away, Daddy!
You've been listening to Sinner's Crossroads with Kevin Nutt on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, New York, and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Up next is Music to Spaz by Mr. Dave the Spaz. So please stay tuned to WFMU.
It is an historic occasion whenever Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi confront each other. Their very presence weaves a spell of mystery and horror.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready, Frankenstein. Then let us begin.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Good evening. My name is Bela Boris. Welcome to my house of horrors.
We'll be right back.
One who prowls the lonely streets at night in life is bound to prowl them in eternity.
Last night at the museum, they were searching for a trace of the thief who stole the mummy's bracelet from its case. And now tonight the mummy's curse is on his Stephen head, for the mummy's come to life, awakened from the dead.
Give me my bracelet back.
The thief who stole the mummy's bracelet gave it to his love, and now tonight she wears it while the full moon's up above. But as she dances in his arms, a chill is in her veins. She seems to hear a ghostly voice echo this refrain.
Give me my bracelet back.
At last the dance is over, it's time to say goodnight. Her lover sees her to the door, she holds him very tight. She whispers, please don't leave me. Then upon the stairs, their blood runs cold because they see the mummy standing there.
Give me my bracelet back.
The mummy, he stretched out his hand to take the bracelet back, and where his fingers touched the flesh, it began to crack. Then right before her lover's eyes, she turned to stone. At least that's what they told him when they took him to the home.
See the zombies.
Zombies?